What's going on, people? Welcome back to this week's episode of the US Direction Podcast with me, Jay Tulloch, as your host. Now, this week's episode is all about boot camps, but specifically the Google Certificate in User Experience Design. And as you guys know, like, boot camps are all the rage right now. You know, you've got General Assembly, you've got Career Foundry, and now Google themselves have actually come out with their own certification for user experience design. All of this stuff is pretty much promising students jobs at the very end of it. And this specific topic of the Google certificate promises an 82% chance of a job, a promotion, or even a salary increase at your current job, which is insane. Like, how can you actually kind of guarantee this kind of stuff? And yes, I know, you know, 82% is kind of pretty high, but I just can't see how me myself, if I was to obtain this certificate, I'm going to get a pay rise because of it, especially as you're already hired as a UX practitioner. So what I've decided to do is investigate this Google certificate, as it seems to be making a lot of noise in the kind of UX design community, because it sells itself as an equivalent to a four-year degree course. So I've got a four-year degree in product design, so I've definitely got something to compare it to. So I'm very intrigued to see, okay, what learnings are going to come out of this UX certificate, which apparently is completed in about 6 months. Further to this, Google has its top designers providing the content for the course. And I have taken part in some of the course modules and submissions, and I've even spoken with students who have completed this UX certification from Google. So look, here's the good bits. The price is fantastic, okay? Like, for a 6 month course, giving you the foundations and the fundamentals around UX design and where to apply it, the different disciplines, the different tools, all that kind of stuff, for only $300, like, I'd much rather spend my money on $300 than $10,000 or $12,000 at a kind of General Assembly course, for example, or kind of one of these other boot camps. It also offers kind of flexible payment options. So you can actually break these down into kind of installments. But better than this, it can be absolutely free, because the UX certification from Google is available on Coursera. So if the company that you're working for currently has a Coursera license, then this course is free for you. So you can, it's free content, essentially. And, you know, I can't argue with free content. Now let's move on to the course content. And this is what I think is exceptional about this particular course, because the course content for this Google certification entails the following. It teaches you the foundations of UX design, how to empathize with customers, an introduction to the UX process itself, and where to start and where it ends. It also lets you kind of understand and easily kind of identify the factors that contribute to good UX design as well. It basically teaches you all of the fundamentals of kind of user experience, right? And all of the disciplines, the different roles within kind of user experience, who you'd be working with, an introduction to the process of UX design and the different breakpoints within that process, who you collaborate with kind of along the way, different kind of methodologies such as the double diamond that everybody knows of. Like, teaches you how to kind of build wireframes and prototypes, and, you know, how to kind of conduct kind of UX research as well, and tests your early kind of concepts. It also kind of introduces you to kind of Figma, and, you know, the ability to kind of be able to kind of create high fidelity designs and kind of using tools like Figma and Sketch as well. So it's a really, really good kind of course to kind of introduce you kind of to the field of kind of user experience design, and kind of give you some of the kind of fundamentals and the foundational values around it, some of the background for user experience and how it came about, and really kind of understand where the discipline sits in the world of technology. It promises about 200 hours of course material, and that includes about 250 activities, including soft skills, such as teaching you how to empathize kind of with the customer and understand their problem and derive problem statements that you can actually work from. The Google designers that are actually leading the content are actually really, really good. Like, they're really amicable. Like, you can get a kind of sense of they know what they're talking about. It really kind of draws you in. They're very kind of charismatic. and very clear and, you know, kind of concise in terms of how they kind of articulate things. They keep things extremely simple. And that is really, really difficult to do, to kind of explain something so complex and so broad as kind of user experience in and convey it in a way that everybody can kind of understand it. So the content goes into some real depth. And, you know, that is what is so great about this course, is that for $300, you're getting literally so much content that at the end of it, your skills are definitely going to go up. So guys, like, what do you think? Like, let me know. Are there any other courses out here that you think are kind of more kind of valid than the Google certification? Or if you've kind of got money spare to spend and you're interested in UX, I'd invest in the Nielsen Norman Group courses or the Interaction Design Foundation courses. I would say they're kind of much better, and I think they hold a bit more weight as well, kind of in UX, or, you know, in the minds of seasoned kind of hiring managers too. But hey, you know, kind of let me know. Kind of really keen to kind of find out from you guys kind of what your opinions are. Feel free to kind of give this video a like, subscribe to the channel, follow the podcast on Spotify and Apple Podcasts as well. And I'll see you next time. Peace.